Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three body problem. One year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and today is Monday. Not only does that mean it's the beginning of an arbitrary measure of time called a week, but it means that we're going to bring you a very special episode. Today, we have something prepared for you that we have never done before. It is a digging deeper, which we have done before, but we ain't never done one like this. I have painstakingly listened to, beyond deepest. This shit can't even be measured. I listened to every podcast that came out for an entire week in the Bachelor world, front to back, and I picked out of it all of the most important stuff. We got Off the Vine. We got Bachelor Happy Hour. We got Dear Shandy.
We got Dear Shandy.
We got Not Skinny But Not Fat. We got Trading Secrets. We got Behind the Rose. What we are about to do is go through...
What don't we got?
There were a couple that I had to omit simply for time. There's no way that I could have put everything in this that I wanted to, but I really tried to laser focus in on what are the most important things all these different people in Bachelor Nation are talking about on all these different podcasts. And I think what I've put together here is something pretty substantial. And honestly, it's something I would fucking listen to. Like, I want this show to exist. So we're just making it because it doesn't. A show that basically says, here's all the most important shit you need to take away from the 1.7 million podcasts that now exist in the Bachelor world. So if you've ever listened to a Digging Deeper, you know how this works. We're going to play a clip. We're going to come out of that clip and talk about it. Now, I've done a little pre-work here, so we're actually going to give you descriptions of what you're about to hear before you hear it so that you know what you're looking for a little bit. But are you ready to do this Pace Case?
Hell yeah.
Welcome to
Digging Deeper.
All right, so here we go. This is going to be the first clip in this crazy ass Digging Deeper, the Digging Deepest. This first clip is from Off the Vine, July 22nd, 2021. The guest on Caitlin Bristow's podcast was someone that you may have heard of. Her name is Katie Thurston. And in this first clip, Katie is discussing how much power she actually has as the lead, and Caitlin Bristow is discussing it with her. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
That's one of the questions I get asked all the time, and I'm sure you do too. Do you have to keep guys for drama, and do you have to keep it because they're good TV? And there's answers. There, of course, it's TV land, and you know we want to make good TV, of course. But at the end of the day, it really is up to you. And you had zero BS meter. Like, you were like, which one? Which one? You guys all in, like, we're all in this together? Okay, he's gone. It was just really nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize if you're passionate enough about a decision, whether it's to keep someone or send someone home, that is your decision to make. So if someone stays, that's truly because the lead was okay with having them stay and they didn't really care to go one way or the other. And so for me, I was very passionate about my decisions and I was supported in making those decisions.
If someone stays, it means the lead is not passionate about them leaving. I love this subtle, but indicating there's a role of the third audience in these decisions.
The notion, I mean, we talk about this all the time on our show. The lead is really being controlled by the producers. And in many cases, like, who gets the first impression rose? Who's getting one-on-one dates? The construction of a season, the lead has almost no control over. The producers decide all of that. But here, hearing Katie Thurston actually say, if you're passionate enough about keeping someone or sending someone home, it's like, what do you mean passionate enough? Isn't the entire premise of the show that you're making all these decisions? But now we're getting firsthand information. A lead has to fight the producers tooth and nail. You have to exhibit certain levels of passion about keeping someone or dismissing someone. It's fucking crazy.
The passion of the crown.
It is like the fucking passion of the crown, because it's the torture that these people have to fucking go through in order to service whatever the producers are thinking is kind of the show, the entertainment, whatever they've constructed for the season. It's actually what matters, and the lead is fighting against that in most cases. At least that's what I took away from this clip.
I love the idea that your first audience game is you're just trying to make it strong enough so that the lead doesn't feel passionate to dismiss you. So don't slap the lead in the face.
Well, this is kind of, you know, you think about good Fool players or Fool players who stayed longer than they should have, like a Waboom, for example. And you're like, okay, well, the lead didn't want him to stay, just wasn't passionate about kicking him off. So the producers are in there like, we want to keep Waboom. We're building this thing. What do you think about that? This is like, in my mind, what it sounds like when producers are talking to the lead about kicking people off or what order people are going to be sent home or whatever. And so the producers were very likely like, we need to keep Waboom. He's like crazy. We can get some good TV out of him. Are you cool with that? And she's like, yeah, I guess, whatever. You know, it's that kind of mentality.
Yeah. And he was only kept for one rose ceremony.
Yes. But Carl was kept for longer than necessary, obviously. Carl Smith, I mean. And we always have people like that. Victoria Larson, I'm sure that conversation was had with Matt James. You know, like, we need to keep her because she's good TV. And he's like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. And so you get to this point where when the lead is kissing these people and engaging with them as though they actually give a shit about building the relationship, you know that is all 100% false. That's what this clip really is revealing.
Or they're like, maybe the kiss will spark something.
That's right. Just like with Catman B.
I guess I'll dabble.
Yeah.
I really like thinking about this clip in terms of the unionization plays, which is what we saw with Thurston. And it's like, when you're confronted by the whole house, that basically is forcing the first audience's hand of, you got to feel passionate about this now because everyone else is going to hate you if you keep them.
Yeah, exactly. That is interesting in terms of how unionization affects all of the, in quotes, passion of the lead. But thought this was a great opening clip, obviously very germane to our current bachelorette. And she's on Caitlin Bristow's podcast, who is another very famous bachelorette. And so now we have one more clip from that same episode. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
You're the first. Nothing against all the other bachelor. I'm obsessed with all the other girls, but you're the first time that I've been like, shit, yeah, she reminds me of me. And she's breaking down barriers and she's saying what she really thinks. And she's wearing t-shirts and jeans and doing the side part in skinny jeans. Like, yes. Like, I feel like you, that was something that was really important to you, even if it might have annoyed some people on the other end of this, or if you're like, but I don't want to wear the gown, or that, like, you really, it was important for you to stay true to yourself.
I love this clip. This clip to me says exactly Katie's brand. Be a Katie. She has made a thing out of her casual clothing style. I noticed the other day that she asked people in her Instagram story to caption a picture of one of her outfits that she obviously felt was like easy to make fun of or had already been mocked for a bunch of times. And I love her leaning into that. This brand of the every woman looking for love.
This clip had it all. You had fucking... We already know that Katie Thurston's hero player was Caitlin Bristowe. She kind of patterned herself after her. And you have in this clip, Caitlin Bristowe telling Katie Thurston to her face, "You remind me of me." I don't know what that feels like to be Katie Thurston and have your literal hero in the sport you're now playing tell you, "You remind me of me." A fascinating moment. Mm-hmm. I loved that part of it, but I also loved the part of it where Caitlin Bristowe is saying, you were you. You did this whole process the way you wanted to do it, even if it made some, in quotes, people on the other side of this thing mad. She's talking about the producers. She's saying, basically, you're not wearing the clothes. You're not doing the shit that they're telling you to do. And she knows that's pissing them off. Caitlin Bristowe had a first-person account of it. Front row seat. She was hosting the show. She was having conversations with the producers who were telling her, you need to get Katie Thurston in line. That's what they sent Tayshia in to do. When Tayshia went in and said, you should tell everybody you love them. And Katie Thurston is like, actually, I'm going to do the exact opposite. The producers wanted her to do that. That's the model of the show now, so that you can get maximum trauma and heartbreak, in quotes, from all the players who get dumped after they've raised the LO4 and then the lead has LO4'd them back. They think they're going to win, just like JoJo Fletcher did on Ben Higgins' season.
So you think the producers were trying to get her to dress fancier and she was like, I'm not wearing that.
Absolutely. Caitlin Bristowe all but says that's what happened in this clip, in my opinion. That's how I'm interpreting it. But anyway... That rounds out our first two clips. Both of those were from Off the Vine with Katie Thurston from July 22nd, 2021. Highly recommend. Go listen to that whole thing. There's a bunch of other fantastic stuff in there. And now we're going to move on to a different podcast. This one's called Bachelor Happy Hour. And the clip we have is from July 27th, 2021. The guest was the Catman himself, Connor Brennan. And in this clip, he... deliver some fascinating information about how he prepared for the game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Actually, my family are Bachelor fans too, and we ran some scenarios ahead of time because my mom was worried that I was going to get bullied.
And so, my gosh, why?
I don't know, because she's watched the show before and seen people get picked on. And so she's like, all right, so we're going to run some scenarios.
Oh.
And so we met up at an Airbnb in Kentucky, and my mom, my dad, and my sister were there. And my mom would like pretend to be a bully and she'd come at me.
Oh, my. I almost just spit out my coffee.
It's so funny. I wish we recorded
it. Your mom pretended to bully. I am so intrigued. Keep going. What did your mother say to you?
So we ran so many scenarios. She'd come up and she'd be like, all right, so here we go. We're going to do the scenario. And she'd go, hey, Connor, hey, I think you're a dick. And I think that you're just here for music and that you don't even like her. And I'm going to go tell this girl right now that you need to go home. And I hate you. And my mom's this like sweet little woman. And then I would have to like react and she would like judge my performance and my reaction. Be like, no, don't say that because then he'll say this and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so my funny. God.
This was one of my favorite clips of the bunch. Holy hell. Like, what amazing preseason training.
This clip was fucking insanity. When he's like, my mom thought I was going to get bullied. And Tayshia's like, why would she think that? And he goes, because she's watched the show. That's what the show is. He's so fucking correct. But this is also evidence of our professional era that Connor the Catman B is running fucking scenarios with his mother in an Airbnb to prepare for this season. This is spring training.
I love Connor B's mom, Lisa M. Brennan, from afar. Her Instagram is at author and advocate. I wish we had seen a hometown date with this woman. But she is so supportive of her children. She wrote a book on their family's experience with Connor's trans sister, The Auditorium in My Mind / Treasuring My Transgender Child. And the fact that she was a professional mom. You're just here for music. I think you're a dick. I'm going to tattle. Like, the amount of know-how that this woman had.
Well, that's part of the professional era is that the show has just become so prevalent in American pop culture that everybody is going to have somebody, at least in their family, who has watched a lot of the show before they come in as a player, even if they themselves have not, which I think at this point is also a very hard thing to find. Like, most people have seen it at least a little bit, but somebody in somebody's family is going to be kind of an expert, will have seen enough of the show that they can recognize the game mechanics of it, potentially even have listened to our podcast a time or two and heard people talking overtly about how to prepare for these seasons and the different scenarios that you might find yourself in. And this clip was just fucking like brilliant that I wouldn't even say Connor was, at least in my mind, he wasn't like a hardcore professional player. He wasn't exhibiting super knowledge of the game or super strategy. He came in with like his music, his taught. I'm not saying he didn't have high level shit.
A lot of prepared music.
Definitely a taught. But the things that he was doing with in-game other than these preparation things, it wasn't like, for me anyway, at like a Sleucian level. It wasn't like perfect every time, always diffusing every situation. Obviously, he got fucking knocked out on a kiss. So he needed to do some more preparation maybe on his chemistry game.
Probably didn't want to practice that with the mom.
That's what Tayshia should have fucking said that.
You maybe you need some non-family members to help train. That part. I love this. The mom prepared a 4TRR defense against a 4TWR attack. That's where we are.
It is where we are. And it's only going to go up from there because mom helping you prepare is going to become professional coach is helping you prepare. I don't want to drop any names.
Is it going to become that?
There's a coach in the game. Right now. That's all I'm saying. If you need some
and
coaching.
And he's got a grin from ear to ear.
And I just think it's going to become more prevalent. But I'm not even talking about me. Hannah Godwin famously coached Hannah Sluss before she went into season 24. And that's a high-level player
Raven
training.
Coach Tia.
Exactly. We've already started to
Clay
see it
coach
with other
Andrew
players.
Spencer.
Exactly. I don't know how much coaching Clay could do. He went through Paradise, though. Like, that's a valuable experience. At any rate, this clip I thought was fascinating because we got to see kind of behind the scenes of a player on a contemporary professional season, what he did in spring training, and also Tayshia just constantly towing that company line of like, well, why would she think there's bullying in the show?
I mean, that just reminds me of like the Nick Viall take on the Final Four, where it's like people who are happy with their edit don't think that the show emotionally traumatizes people.
Look, we're going to get to some Viall clips. Rest assured. But right now, let's move on to our fourth clip. Now, this clip, for me, was the most important clip of all 13 that I pulled out of these episodes. It reveals something so fucking sinister about the producers that I almost could not believe what I was hearing. This is a clip from Dear Shandy, the Mentel All recap on July 27th. Charlene Joint and her husband, Andy Levine, who do this podcast expertly, are talking about something the producers did during Michael Olio's FaceTime with his child, and it is fucking insane. Are you ready for this clip?
Give me that tea.
The
If you want to hear this clip and our analysis of it, as well as about another hour's worth of clips from podcasts that came out last week in Bachelor Nation and our analysis of all of those, you're just going to head over to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us down here in the bottom of the pit. You will not only get access to the rest of this episode, but you get access to all of the podcast episodes that we have done down here in the bottom of the pit. You're also going to get access to our Monday live shows that we do every week before the big game. They are half an hour long shows that you can chat with us. You can ask us questions and we talk about what we're expecting to see in that Monday night's big game. And all those episodes are still up and available for view. Even if you don't catch them live, you can go into the Patreon and watch them whenever you have time. And we're also dropping Creatures of the Weekend in there. We also got a Discord channel that you now get access to if you are on our Patreon. So we hope to see you down at the bottom of the pit with our growing community. And thank you for listening.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.